When you think about it, Jesus really didn't need to be there. Jesus really didn't need to be there that morning with all the other people lined up on the banks of the Jordan waiting to be baptized by John. He didn't need to be there. He could have been lots of other places. He could have been upstream on his own, fly casting for the rare and elusive Jordan River redfish, communing with God all by himself in nature. He could have been sleeping in at home, storing up energy for a demanding career. He could have been in the carpenter shop, knocking out a few extra orders for Joseph, his father. Jesus didn't really need to be there. John the Baptist, his cousin, says as much when he asked Jesus, "Do you come to be baptized by me? More like I need to be baptized by you." John's baptism was all about getting ready. John's baptism was all about clearing away the junk that accumulates in the human heart and in human communities, including the community of Israel. Clearing away the stuff that gets in the way of God and hurts us and diminishes us. Clearing away prejudice and pride and feelings of entitlement and superiority. Clearing away strife and division. Clearing away especially that creeping presumption that sneaks into the dark parts of our hearts and tries to tell us that we know better than anyone else. We know who matters to God and who doesn't. We know who God will save and who he won't. We know who he loves and who he doesn't love. John's baptism is all about clearing away all that stuff. It's all about people opening their hearts in new ways to see a new work of God beginning. That's John's baptism. And Jesus doesn't need any of those things. His will is always in perfect accord with his Father's will. His desires match up with his Father's desires. His heart is utterly open to his Father's call wherever it might lead him. So he didn't really need to be there that morning. Not for himself. But that just reminds us, Jesus is never just for himself. Jesus is Emmanuel. Jesus is God with us. Jesus is God joining us in the down and dirty and nitty-gritty of our lives. Jesus is not here just to walk around being sinless. Jesus is here to be with us in the realities and ups and downs of our lives. And that means a lot of things, but it means most especially Jesus is here to live the way we live, and that means living in community. Living, rubbing elbows, jostling with, bumping up against other people. Learning how to manage that. The community that Jesus joins, the people of Israel, that community where he makes his home, that community where he lives and moves and becomes himself, that community is in a tough shape when Jesus arrives. That community is hurting. It's dispirited, it's divided. It's cantankerous and faction-ridden. The community of Israel is oppressed and suffering and sinful. And yet, despite all that, it's strangely noble and beautiful. It's a community deeply aware that it's called by God to a crucial and noble mission, being a light to the world. But it's tragically unable to figure out how to do that. And it's in solidarity with that community. It's as part of that community that Jesus shows up on the banks of the Jordan with everybody else and presents himself to John to be baptized. It's in loving solidarity with that suffering, crazy, mixed up community of ordinary people, in solidarity and communion with them, that Jesus presents himself for baptism. In loving solidarity with that community and all its hopes and potential and all its fears and phobias, Jesus doesn't stand off to the side in sinless splendor. He gets into the water. He gets into the River Jordan with his people. He stands there in the river with everybody else, and in an act of utter humility, he lets John plunge him into the water. And that's where it happens. It's in that act of loving submission and solidarity and humility and self-giving. It's in that action that there's an epiphany, that there's a revelation of who Jesus really, really is. At that moment when Jesus joins his community in seeking forgiveness of sins, that's the moment when God shows Jesus is forgiveness for their sins. In that moment, as Jesus joins his people in confessing their hopes and their deepest fears, that's when God shows that Jesus is the answer to their hopes and fears. That's where God shows Jesus is the servant that Isaiah sang about. Jesus is God's response to his suffering people and God's response to a wayward world. At that moment, when Jesus humbles himself, offers himself in compassion and solidarity as a part of his community, in that moment of submission, that's when we see his power and his glory. And it's a good thing he didn't spend the morning fly fishing after all. As we think about that story of Jesus' baptism, we learn a whole lot about who Jesus is and how his power is made manifest in submission and humility. But we also learn, if we're listening hard, we learn a lot about who we are, and especially who we are as baptized Christians, as members of the community of the baptized. We can learn a lot from this, but the thing that jumps out at me this morning is this. This reminds us that, like Jesus, when we're baptized, we aren't just baptized as individuals. We're baptized into a community. We're baptized into something bigger than ourselves. And it's in that act of offering ourselves and submitting to that, that's when the work really happens. Listen to it. Listen for that in our prayers this morning, in our baptismal liturgy. We're going to talk about this in lots and lots of different ways. We're baptized into Christ's body. We're adopted into his family. We're brought into his fellowship. We're received into his household, so that all together we can confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share all together in his eternal priesthood. That's where it happens, when we offer ourselves and join in something bigger than ourselves, when we offer ourselves in solidarity with a community of faith. That's where it happens. That's where the mysterious power of a sacramental rite with a little bit of water and a little bit of oil that we're going to do in just a bit, that's where that rite becomes concrete and real. When we live it out in the midst of a faithful community. It's in that faithful Christian community of love and respect and accountability and forgiveness that all of us here and these young ones who are very patiently waiting, that's where we discover who we really are. That's where we grow into the self that God has planned for us. That's where we remember when we gather here, we're not just a group of baptized individuals who all just happen to be in the same room. We're a community. We're called to show the world by the way we live together, by the way we treat each other. We're called to show the world something really, really important, something that the world's in grave danger of forgetting all about. We're called to show the world by the way we live together and how we treat each other. We're called to show the world what it looks like to live with God at the center of our lives. We're called to give that crazy mixed up world around us, we're called to give that world a little glimpse of a place that's different. A little glimpse of a place where unity overcomes estrangement, where forgiveness heals guilt, and where joy conquers despair. That's our calling. We're called into it together. Now that process is not always easy. It doesn't always go real smooth. Sometimes it's two steps forward and one step back. Sometimes we're sawing off the branch that we're sitting on. But that's because that process isn't so easy. That's why we're going to promise in just a little while. We're going to promise to these parents and these sponsors and to these two little ones who are with us. We're going to promise to them that we're going to do all we can, everything in our power, to help these little ones grow into the full stature of Christ. And you know, when we pray that, we should be praying something else as well. We should be praying that they'll help us, because we're all in this together. It's not always easy. We're called to live differently and show the world a different way of being together. And sometimes we do that mission really, really well, and sometimes we disagree and we get on each other's nerves, and that's why we live constantly in forgiveness. That's why we seek one another's forgiveness over and over again. That's why we're honest with each other. And that's why we start again. Because this mission we're called to, this mission that these two little ones are joining, that mission is way too important to be interrupted by our disagreements and squabbling. Well, so maybe Jesus needed to be there after all. You know, it was in that moment of joining his community that he discovered, and it was affirmed by the Holy Spirit descending like a dove and a voice from heaven. He discovered, and we were shown who he really is and what he's really about. And we need to be here too, to receive these little ones into our communion, to pledge ourselves to them, to dedicate ourselves to them, and to rededicate ourselves to each other, so that we can all together grow into that community God wants us to be, that we're called to be. Because this is where it's happening. When we offer ourselves, that's when we discover who we really are. And we're all in this together. In Jesus' name. Amen.